The sun is shining and it's a relatively mild day for this time of year, and I'm on a bit of a mission.
And now, a personal favourite of mine, stay right here for another instalment from Documentally.
I'm walking. Where am I walking? Can I tell you where I'm walking? No. I can't really tell you where I'm walking. As today, I will be partaking in the Infinity Project. The Infinity Project 2023. I was accepted as a participant in Josh Simpson's long-term project, which I'm not sure exactly how long it's been going, but I know that it was inspired by him digging in the garden and finding a couple of marbles, which he pondered may have been there for up to 70 years maybe, and they still looked pristine and perfect, and kind of that moment filled him with wonder. As a glass artist, marbles, I guess, hold a entirely different meaning, with him understanding, unlike me, exactly how they're made. And he kind of went one better when it came to making spherical glass objects. And I was one of the lucky ones to have been chosen to hide one of his ornate spherical glass spheres, these incredible little unique small planet type objects, aka mega planets, I think they're called. Beautiful little things. Every time I look at it, I see something different. And I say things because I was sent one to hide and one to keep. And it was very difficult to choose which one I should hide and which one I should keep. But I finally decided, and I'm now making my way to the hiding place. These objects certainly impressed Neil Armstrong, who is quoted as saying that Josh's planets are midway between the macro and the micro. They have some of the mystery of the atomic level and much of the complexity of the cosmic. I wonder if Josh ever dabbled with psilocybin, because the tiny planet that I'll be hiding has certainly got a lot of the microcosm, macrocosm going on. As does the one that I will be holding on for prosperity. And what a beautiful object it is. And I love the concept of planting one out in the wild so that a year, 10 years, 20 years, 100 years from now, it gets found by somebody else. Right, I'm now entering the place where I shall be hiding this one. Crows and trees and old brick and a lot of history. If you want a little bit more information as to what this project is all about, you can go to megaplanet.com. And I'll, of course, be writing things up on documentally.net, and there'll be a few photographs there as well. This is a lovely little oasis which has been enjoyed by many, many people over, well, over 1,000 years, I imagine, but recorded history for this particular area. A good 800 plus, and I'm treading the same path certain royalty did, nobility, and other such, not only people of important standing, but no doubt pilgrims perhaps, servants, workers, common folk, on what is a place certainly open to the public, but I'm not entirely sure as to whether or not you are allowed to leave behind pieces of art for others to find. I'm sure it's fine. This is a beautiful, culturally rich endeavour, is it not? I forgot to turn my phone off. I'm just going to do that now. Put it onto stealth mode. Not that I think anybody's going to track me, but I don't want any of those dick-dick-dick-dick-dick-dick-dick sound effects coming through. I'm surrounded by a gamut, is that the word? A plethora of different tree species. Many obvious beeches and oak and ash that I can recognise, and all kinds of evergreens that I can't. London Plain and sycamore. Someone's actually working the coppice to the left of me. Greetings.
Morning.
Let me know if there's any firewood knocking around. I'm wearing a little lav mic, little clip-on microphone on my collar, and I'm wearing a pair of headphones so that I can hear that it's recording and the batteries don't just die on me. But I'm getting closer. I'm just going to check the levels on the little recorder I've got in my pocket. I'd like to be recording in stereo, but I think because of where I'm going, I'm going to need hands-free. Levels look okay. If you're hearing this and it's not distorted, then you know that they are, and battery level looks pretty good as well. I've just got myself next to a small body of water, which I think may have been fished for many hundreds of years. Who knows what might lie in the water? I have been to this place before, hence knowing what I thought would be a great hiding place for this lovely piece of art. And couldn't help but ask somebody, any chance that I can metal detect the area? But that was a big no-no. Too much history that they want to keep under wraps, or maybe metal detect themselves. Who knows? Now I've planted the seed. If I suddenly see someone in the locale driving a brand new Lamborghini Countach, or whatever the latest version of the Lamborghini is, I have no idea, then they have just spotted a sign I haven't seen before. Danger of drowning. It's very close to the water and it's upside down. And I can't help but think that if you were short-sighted, you might get really close to it, tilt your head and then fall in, trying to read it. Either I can hear someone's two-stroke mower chugging away in the background, or the Black Ops helicopters have spotted a mysterious looking person wearing a hoodie and a black woolly hat with a pair of headphones on, walking in some public, private-ish grounds. Does that make sense? The reason why I chose this particular spot is because there is a place within the place which is currently accessible but may not be in the not so distant future. That is because there's a small island on a pond which has temporarily been bridged by a fallen tree. And that fallen tree looks like it may be climbable, making the island accessible. I'm going to take a couple of photographs of the area to give you an idea of what it looks like where I am. And there are people working out and about, and I'm a little bit concerned as to whether or not I'll be able to do what I need to do covertly. Maybe I should ask, because if I do get rumbled, then it might blow the whole thing. There's some trimming of an orchard type, well, fruit trees I think they are, going on very slowly. I'm going to try and sneak past, but I'm literally only 50 yards from the person. But while they're busy, I'm going to have to run and jump because this is quite a leap to get to the log. Let me just secure my equipment. That's not a euphemism. Let me secure my recording equipment. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. I'm on. And now I'm balancing. Well, let me take a photograph, which again is risking it. Take a photograph of the log that I'm actually traversing. And I'll take another shot. Hopefully not drawing attention to myself. There's now a couple of trees between me and the person who may tell me off for climbing trees. It'll only be a health and safety issue once I'm on the island. Hopefully I'll be invisible. Right now, I'm on the island. Why am I whispering? He's 50 yards away. Okay, right, now let's get this done. This is a beautiful spot. I'm going to save the location in my phone. Log exactly where I am. I'm not going to give you the What Three Words address. As tempted as I am, I would like this to be hidden for a while. It would be just too easy, far too easy for you to find this place. Now I take out of my pocket some pearlescent silk, a small handkerchief which has been with me for way over 25 years that I picked up in India. It's a beautiful piece of cloth. I really like it. It's different colours depending on which way you look. And now I'm going to take a selfie on the island. Selfie accomplished. Now I'm hiding the object. I'm going to place it next to a... That's interesting. There's another strange object here on the ground, sat near a leaf. Beautiful little... I don't know what it is. A half sphere. Almost like it was designed to hold one of these glass objects. And I'm going to photograph it so you can see what it is, because I'm placing the mega planet, the small spherical world, on top of this object, which looks like it was made to display this beautiful little work of art for many hundreds of years. What I might do is just throw a few leaves around the area to give it a fighting chance. These leaves will no doubt rot away, leaving this. And then we'll see what happens over time. I'll take a step back. As yet, I don't think I've been clocked. All I have to do is get off the island and somewhere on dry land. Oh, there's somebody walking a child around here. They might see me if I'm not careful. I don't want any, what you call, muggles. There'd be muggles if you were geocaching. General people finding your hidden stash, which others can then find later on. Right, jump to land. Here we go. Pretty confident that if anybody did see me, they'll struggle the leap of faith required to get onto the island. And I'm going to take another photograph of the little bridge and say that is mission accomplished. It's a big old tree. They do make a habit of cutting up fallen trees here and using as firewood, so the moment that happens, the island is inaccessible to anybody that doesn't want to get wet. And now I'm going to walk past some very old stone and head back to the well-trodden footpath, which, as I said, has been used in this area for over 1,000 years. I'm hesitating to say some of the people involved. King Henry VIII, which is not 1,000 years ago, obviously, would have been one of the people that would occasionally grace this place. And now I'm in the clear. That feels like a job well done. I wonder if I can somehow encode the grid reference into this audio, or the accompanying post on documentally.net. I wonder if there's still a society that is civilized enough to find a beautiful piece of glass art attractive, I wonder if they could decipher this glass object and connect it to this place and connect it to this audio, and then have it verified by the fact that, well, the photograph will do that, I suppose, because this glass ball in itself is a fingerprint. And I've been kind of careful to only photograph the one side because I think there needs to be some mystery and wonder left to the finder. I'm hoping the finder hasn't listened to this and then deciphered where it is, but left it there for future generations. So if you want the glory of telling me that you know where this is, you can obviously leave a comment or message me in the normal ways, but I'm hoping I've been abstract enough. If you do tell me the correct location, I shall reward you and your complicitness in leaving the object where it is by showing you the object that I kept for myself, because that is at the moment unknown, as I haven't shared an image anywhere, and may interest you. So I will say, as I approach the road out of here, thank you for listening to this slow radio, slow audio, as you accompanied me onto a temporarily accessible island where I could hide a piece of art in the hope that in generations to come it is found and gives a huge sense of mystery and wonder to the finder, just like Josh Simpson had when he dug those marbles out of the ground and thought, wow, how long have these been here? This is certainly not a marble though. Thanks so much for listening. I shall catch you later, either on documentally.net, Mastodon, Twitter, unless it's burnt itself to the ground, or face to face, which would be lovely. Take it easy. Mentally.